Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. If this is your first time, this is Jemima Views. We talk about everything from pop culture to arts to entertainment, anything worth talking about. Talk about it here. So stay tuned and listen. So guys, currently I'm speaking to you from Enugu, Nigerian Law School. So I left Abuja recently, so I'm in Enugu, Nigerian Law School. And it's been a roller coaster. I just finished my registration. It was not easy and I feel so exhausted. Today is Sunday and I cannot even go to church because I was exhausted. I needed to rest. But I'm going to church next week. So we talk about what trended over the week. Shakira and Miley Cyrus songs. Like, so Miley Cyrus recently dropped a song, Flowers, and also Shakira, and it was all targeted towards their ex. You could, when you listen to the lyrics of the song, though Shakira's own was in Spanish, but when you listen to the song, you know that they're targeting their ex. And like Shakira, she was talking about how he cheated on her and everything, and how women don't cry no more, and she just secured the bag. And I was like, that's the smart move. Like, no, nobody has time to be crying over spilled milk. Like, Pekina is a spilled milk. So, but someone hurts you, they're a musician, if you're in a relationship and the person cheated on you, please put it into your song. Yes, it's hurtful, but put it in your song. Make music out of it. Like Taylor Swift usually do. Like, secure the money, girl. Secure the money. So, as related to Miley Cyrus, people are talking about how Liam Hemsworth was trying to tone her down and everything. And honestly, as an introvert, someone that don't like the public eye, I can't understand where Liam Hemsworth is coming from and how people are trying to misinterpret him. I saw some clips of how, you know how Miley can be. Miley is an extrovert and Liam Hemsworth is an introvert. So, like, it's a clash of personalities. You guys, people cannot expect Liam Hemsworth to behave like Miley. He's an introvert, so I don't understand why people are bashing him and everything. And people were saying that he cheated on Miley, and Miley said he did not cheat on her. And I feel like the whole Miley Flower song was a PR stunt because she dropped it on his birthday. It was like a response to Bruno Mars' song When I Was Your Man, which Liam Hemsworth dedicated to her, like, I think when they broke up or so. I can't really remember. I'm just saying that in all this fiasco that is going on and everything, there's this crazy thing, the Shakira and the Miley Cyrus drama, I just feel like women in everything, just secure the bag, secure the money. Like, do you know how many streams Shakira got from her song? Like, secure the money, no need to be crying. Secure it. Like Shakira said, he left a Rolex for a Casio. Like, I mean, Shakira, who cheated on Shakira? Like, I don't understand these men when they cheat. Like, I've tried to reason, like, is that they think women don't have the bone of, or don't have any bone to, or any atom of in their body to cheat on them too? Like, you see attractive men all over, but you don't go and cheat. Like, it's just respect. Respect your spouse, respect your partner. Like, respect them. It's just very, very disgusting and irritating when people, men excuse their cheating and like, oh, men cheat. It's part of their life. Like, bro, please, women, open your eyes, secure the bag, stop crying over spilled milk. Like, it's hurtful, like, it's heartbreaking that someone you love, someone you trusted, someone you shared the life with. Like, Shakira, she had two kids with this nigga. Like, she had two kids with this guy and he had to cheat on her. I I don't know what men want in this life, but women, you are the price. You deserve anything. So if anybody cheats on you, please leave that person. Leave that person. It doesn't deserve you. And if you can even secure the bag with the cheating, please secure it. It's your right. He broke that trust. I don't understand why people cheat. I don't understand. Like, I've tried to like think about why people cheat. And you have a loving wife, you have a loving husband, you have a loving family, and you still go and break the trust, the bond between all of you. Like, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. So I don't understand why people cheat. So when I'm talking about Shakira's situation, like, I could understand the heartbreak she was going through. I've not gone through a break before though, but you, from the lyrics of the song, you understand that this man really was heartbroken by what this guy did to her. They've been in a relationship for 11 years. That's fucked up, man. And I don't understand the Miley Cyrus drama though, because Miley Cyrus said he didn't cheat on her, and people are saying he cheated on her. Different drama. All I can say is that from the look of the videos I've been seeing, the clips online, I don't feel like Liam Hemsworth is an introvert. So the theory of how he toned her down and everything is not making sense to me, because I myself as an introvert, like, I don't like when people force me to do what I'm supposed to, what I don't want to do. So I don't know, that drama about him turning her down, I still don't get it. But in relation to the other things, I don't know if Liam Hemsworth cheated on her, if, I don't know whatever was going on in their relationship, but my list is secure the bag. She still topped chat, so you go, girl, Miley. So guys, thank you for listening to me rant about today's pop culture, Miley and Shakira. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you tell me what you thought about this episode is, and make sure you recommend my podcast to anybody who cares to listen. Bye.